Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak today becomes the first Arab leader to visit President Bush. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon visited the White House last month. The escalating Israeli-Palestinian conflict and sanctions against Iraq are expected to dominate today's talks. Both issues were widely discussed during last week's Arab summit, which President Mubarak attended. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Today's meeting takes place amid increasing bloodshed in the occupied territories and growing anger throughout the Arab world. At last week's summit in Amman, Arab leaders condemned Israel in harsh language. Bush administration officials strongly objected, saying statements by some Arab leaders were unacceptable. Ambassador Edward Djerejian is director of the James Baker Institute at Rice University and a former Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs. He says the worsening Israeli-Palestinian conflict gives today's White House summit a sense of urgency.
Egypt, of course, is a very important player in the Middle East and in the Arab world. And if the President of the United States and the President of Egypt can find some common ground on how to proceed to, in the first instance, help stabilize the situation, I think that would be a good outcome for this summit meeting.
The U.S. enjoys good relations with Egypt, the second largest recipient of U.S. aid. For the past two decades, U.S. friendship with Egypt has been vital to relations with the Arab world. Again, Ambassador Djerejian.
I think the administration will look to Mubarak and for Egypt to continue to play a key role as the first Arab country that has established a full-blown peace treaty with Israel in 79, to continue really advocating the policies of moderation within Arab councils, that Egypt play its role as a moderating force, and for Egypt not to feed the passions of the moment.
But the passions in the region are a problem for Mubarak and other Arab leaders. Rashid Khalidi is director of the Center for International Studies at the University of Chicago. He says Arab leaders are under great public pressure to do something to alleviate the suffering of the Palestinian people,
which is being transmitted into every home in the Arab world by satellite TV in a way which Americans are not even slightly aware of. We get a good dose of Israeli suffering and a very limited sense of what's going on among the Palestinians. In the Arab world, it's quite different. They know exactly what's going on. They have a very strong sense that this is an absolutely intolerable situation.
President Bush thus far has taken a less active role in the Middle East than did President Clinton. The administration says it is ready to assist, but not to impose a solution to the conflict. Khalidi says Mubarak will try to convince the administration of the need to get more actively involved. Egyptian commentator Mohamed Wahabi agrees. He is a political columnist for the Al-Musawar Weekly.
It is not a question only of the Arab-Israeli conflict. It's also a question of the moderate states in the Middle East, which can be terribly shaken if the situation is left to go adrift the way it's been doing, actually, over the last 6 months.
Bush administration officials have indicated they think Mubarak could do more to help the situation. Edward Walker, the Assistant Secretary of State for the Middle East, last week said the U.S. will urge Mubarak to return an ambassador to Israel. Cairo withdrew the ambassador last November to protest Israel's harsh response to Palestinian demonstrators. The administration also is likely to question Mubarak about Arab sentiment toward Iraq. Arab countries have become increasingly upset by UN sanctions, which have failed to bring down Iraq's leader, Saddam Hussein, but have hurt the Iraqi people. The Bush administration has proposed revising the sanctions to alleviate the impact on civilians and, Washington hopes, to rebuild the international coalition against Iraq. The administration's evolving policy toward Iraq also calls for aid to Iraqi opposition groups. Rashid Khalidi says that is something Mubarak will not support.
No Arab government is happy to see the United States try and change another Arab government because it makes them look like accomplices of imperialist powers that are poking their noses into business that does not concern them. The internal affairs of other Arab countries are something which are considered sacred, even when you don't like the other regime.
Whatever his differences with the new administration, President Mubarak has made it clear he will not abandon his commitment to peace. He comes to Washington as a friend and a valuable mediator at a dangerous time in Middle East politics. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.